This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Everyone, how are you? Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise.
Come get some.
Yeah.
Do you know what tomorrow is, Don?
Wednesday.
HOC Radio.
HOC Radio. That's right, because the Yankees are on a 3. Thank
Yay!
You, Blue Jays.
What's HOC Radio?
Michael, come on.
Come on, you know.
Can you, Anthony, can you tell Michael in his ear so he knows what it is? Let's get his thoughts on it.
Oh. I before you start ENN, can I just say one thing?
What did you expect more from us? This is what we do.
Go ahead, Michael.
I heard that Cheap Heat is available now. We're all
podcasting. Well, no, he got it in at 53. He's done.
He's got to give me the ENN. This is a good. By the way, this is a good job by Michael. I appreciate what he's doing here. I don't do this all the time. I don't whore out all my podcasts, but in this particular case, where it's the first
day, you're forgetting the Michelle Beadle one.
No, of course. I love Over the Top with Michelle Beadle. We did it last night. That's a Wondery vehicle. But in this case, GP with Peter Rosenberg, this is my own entity. And here's the hope, Michael. Here's the hope. The hope is GP does so well that I end up starting my network. I put my One App, my hip-hop podcast, in there. And then I have one other podcast idea that I plan to do one day that I've been sitting with on the back burner for a while. And then I find a couple of other people in the industry and produce their podcasts, put those on the network. And before you know it, Real Podcasts is off and running on its own. And when my contracts are up, the radio stations either offer me a good deal or I go, you know what? I love working here. I really do. But I got a podcast network and I'm out of here. Now, I love doing radio, so I would hope they'd go, no, please stay. But at a certain point, when you have 93 other jobs, wouldn't you rather have them at least... Don, you'd at least rather have your other 93 jobs all be owned by you and in one place.
That's ideal, sure.
You know? So that's the hope.
That's the hope.
And Don, you should be taking a lesson. Do you see what I do when I have a big announcement? I plug it over and over and over again. You, in the last couple of days, got the NHL playoffs coming up. Have you even plugged the podcast?
I try, but I don't want to get in the way of the show.
Peter doesn't care.
Exactly. Not
Peter's thrown himself under the axle of the show today.
Thank you.
We're going to have Neil Smith on tomorrow.
See?
On the Gay Misconduct podcast.
Where can you find that?
Where you find your podcast.
Wherever you find podcasts. Why don't you let Anthony try the promo? He's your co-host on the podcast. Go ahead, Anthony. Give us a good sell on tomorrow's podcast.
Oh, listen. Got a big Gay Misconduct tomorrow. Neil Smith's going to join the show. We're going to try and get a picture of what's going on in the East. A big game in the West for the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. You can find it wherever you get your podcast.
See? You hear that?
I heard it.
No Richard today?
No. Must be a dental convention.
We have one sad note today. Don brought up Whitey Herzog.
Yeah.
But Carl Erskine, who was the last member of the Boys of Summer team, the Brooklyn Dodgers, passed away at 97 years old.
So now it was,
you know what I got to ask, Michael?
Yeah.
Yes, I would sign up for 97.
You take 97.
Right, so now we know. So now it's 97. So somewhere between 92 and 97.
97 is terrific.
You take 97 in a heartbeat.
I don't know. No, because I'm out of my mind, I would think a little bit. But I would eventually take it.
By the way, one of our favorite pinhead suits, Justin Craig, just texted me.
Oh, okay.
What does Justin want?
He said, I appreciate you unveiling your plan on the air. Very smart.
Well, be prepared, because that's the person who you'll be talking to.
Exactly. Well, listen, but what's the point in being disingenuous? I'm very straightforward. I love doing radio.
Very transparent.
Want to do it for this time slot is fantastic. I love 3 to 6:30. It's a delightful time. The morning show, I could stand for the morning show to be pushed back a little bit. Hmm. Maybe make that a nice 9 o'clock program.
So you want morning to change just for you?
Still morning. You mean as a time slot? Like, yeah, as a time.
Why don't you do The View then? That would be perfect for you.
No, because that's on television. You have to be there at 6 o'clock anyway. Nightmare.
Men. Jody always tells me that she did the Today Show, she'd have to get in at 3. And the men co-host...
What, 5:15?
Would get in at 5:15.
Oh, that's nasty.
Because they don't have to do hair and makeup.
I will tell you one thing. Here's... At WWE, the amount of time that women are in the chair is so insane. Like, I have to get in, because I only need... You guys see me, I'm beautiful. I only need 5 minutes in the chair, right? It's quick. I have to time it. If I see that one of the women are getting in the chair... I have to like say to the makeup lady, can I just, and they'll usually go, yeah, just get in. And I get in and knock it out. You get caught behind a woman who has to get ready for TV.
Like Charlotte Flair?
She could be, Charlotte, if Charlotte is getting in the chair, it could be 2 hours. Everyone. It's and by the way, for the wrestlers, it's so much because they're sweating the whole time. Everything has to be done exactly right. It's a lot. I really feel women in the industry, man. And when I say the industry, I mean the business.
And by the way, for more stories like this, you could get them at Cheap Heat.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what, Anthony? I want to say something. I appreciate the color that you have on the Tom Thibodeau audio that you put on my page. You know what colors it is?
Oh, the Cheap Heat colors.
That's right. The Cheap Heat flag has the same colors.
Major.
That's great. All right. Speaking of which, let's say good evening to Michael.
Ay, Dios mío.
it's like the rare episode of the K Show. You didn't know that we did the whole thing in Spanish, but you only kept this part.
Ay, Dios mío.
I'm telling you right now, mark it down, Don. That's a top 8 drop
that is.
Next year. I'm telling you right now.
I don't know. I think it gets lost.
No.
Ay, Dios mío.
No, it won't get lost.
It's impossible. That's so big. You have to write it down for next year. It's in there. You might have to. You should start making that your call for Soto home runs.
No, that's somewhat questionable taste.
Well, I'm just trying to find a player whose first language is Spanish.
I don't want to do it. No.
I think it'll play fine. You just go for it. If anyone says anything, say it was my idea. All right, let's go say good evening to Michael.
I think he's a recovering degenerate gambler.
Is recovering like recovering? Let's say good evening to Don.
I'm sure I would have no problem as a human being leaving my children to Willie McGee.
There's a number 2 seed.
Doesn't make any sense. And to Don and myself.
Jack Clark. Oh, my God. Puh.
Ha, tuh. Good evening to Don.
Why don't you shut up, Greek?
And another one goes on the list.
And to Don.
They better be big and they better be ready.
And good evening to Don.
Because the law wouldn't be biting back. If he swung at me, I'd be biting back.
And to Mr. D'Agostino.
D'Agostino, law, bite back.
Very nice man.
Not except for the fact that he ignored you when you said, do you like singing?
No, he didn't ignore me. He just kind of looked like, okay.
D'Agostino, law, bite back.
Like it was a given he liked singing because he put in his ad. But the Rangers were also
How old is Mr. D'Agostino?
I don't want to speculate.
Okay. Your age? In your range?
Yeah, probably maybe a little older.
Okay. In your range,
Listen, he's got kids in the firm, so they went through. I would say he's probably in his early 60s.
God. So younger than me.
He's probably about the same age, maybe a little older.
I'm curious to what the kids think about the singing in the commercial. I'd love to ask his kids, because kids always have an interesting opinion of what their parents decide to do.
Can you get the D'Agostino kids on tomorrow?
The morning show got the dad.
I want one of the young D'Agostinos to ask about this.
D'Agostino, law, bite back.
If I had to guess, I'm sure they're disgusted by it. Because all kids are embarrassed by their dads.
I'm curious if they go, hey, we love it, or if they say, we beg
them. No, John's right, because my wife has a great singing voice. And whenever she sings anything, Callie starts screaming, cringe, cringe.
Oh, that's not even nice. And she has a nice voice.
Oh, she got a great voice. She used to sing professionally.
Really?
Yeah.
She must really love that when her daughter screams cringe when she tries to sing.
She has a lot of things Callie does she doesn't love.
Boy, you get ready for it. How old's Callie?
11.
Oh, this, you're heading in. Here we go. 11? When did Callie become? Are you sure you didn't skip from like 9 to 11?
No, she's 11. Charlie's 9 now.
What the hell is going on with the ages of these
time,
kids?
Man.
It's insane. I'm telling you, time through the eyes of your friends' kids, it goes so fast. Because I'll only see Charlie. I'll see the kids once, twice a year. So it's just boom.
Yeah.
Your kids, Don, I'm pretty sure are infants.
No.
Now, are you going to still see our kids, Peter, when you start that podcast empire?
It's a great point. In fact, I may have a podcast with them. I may be producing.
Yeah, Callie could have a podcast.
Callie can. She's got things to say.
Yeah. Like, you're like, her mom is cringe. not to mention, maybe she writes a book about it, too. My mom, cringe? My mom, the cringe Jody Applegate.
Ay, Dios mío.
Mommy dearest, too.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Don, you know what movie in my 80s movie run, 80s, 90s movie run I've been on that I fired up the other day? Finished, I finally finished whatchamacallit, Copland.
Okay.
Really good. So went back a little bit further, and we just got started and got distracted, but threw on Fatal Attraction.
Now, I saw an 80s movie the other day.
Go ahead.
85. And Jody's taking the kids, I think, tonight to see Back to the Future, the musical.
I still haven't seen it. I'm looking forward to it.
So she wanted to watch the movie with them to tell them what to expect. And obviously they left the room and it was me and Jody watching.
Why'd they leave the room?
Because that's how kids are.
You know what? You should give them away.
And I got to tell you, and you guys might fight me on this. That might be the perfect movie.
No, what fight you on?
He's been saying that.
Hey, it is the greatest movie of all time.
I mean, everything fits so perfectly. It's perfectly done.
It's a wonderful. That's why I'm obsessed with it. It is a perfect, wonderful film. I thought you were going to say you might fight me on it. I wanted to say Back to the Future is overrated. Then it might have ended the show. It's so great. And I hear the musical's fantastic. Now, will the kids be into the musical?
I don't know. Callie likes singing and all that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to go see it.
The price of those tickets, they better like it.
I don't think I'd care for it.
The musical?
Yeah. I'm not into the whole musical scene.
That was such a great Don. Do you realize how quietly that was a great Don quote? Michael?
Yeah.
I'm not into the whole musical scene. It's perfect. All right, let's talk Knicks basketball, shall we?
Why not?
Hey, Coach Thibaut Diaw, do you have a preference for the Knicks between the Heat and the Sixers?
At this time of the year, they're both great teams. You know, when you're looking at it, people are saying, well, what about this team, that team? Well, if you've gotten this far, every team poses different problems, you know, and so we have to be ready. And that's why, like, I know you guys think it, like, it's cliche, but that's why you start the season and you say, this is what you're going to need in the end. So you want to build that habit all year long. So you, when you get here, you're not adjusting. This isn't the first time we've done it. You know what I mean? And I think understanding what their strengths and weaknesses are, what they're doing well right now, and what we have to do is a big part of winning.
If I told you that that was not an interview with the Knicks head basketball coach, but an interview that I recorded with, like, my contractor who's working on my deck, you would believe it. Like, the way that he talks about stuff is so matter of fact. But there's no pizzazz.
But again, the question is, who would you rather play? He can't answer that question.
Not at this point.
Now, and what makes it even harder for him is he must be envisioning a team. There is somebody he'd rather play, but he can't say it. So, but he also can't not say something. So that was just the ramblings of somebody.
A lunatic would say what team.
Yeah.
No, you can't say anything. That. Do you guys want to hear from the best player in the NBA right now?
That would be, what, Jalen Brunson?
Yeah, that's right. His expectations for the Knicks in these playoffs.
There's going to be a lot of expectation. And if I know what MSG can do, it's going to be pretty loud. And so, but I think for us, just focus on the things we can control. And then don't worry about anything on the outside. Just focus on those inside those lines and do what we got to do.
I can't, but, you know, he was left off the Olympic team, too.
There's still a spot open, but I guess it's not going to go to him. Now, we have a cut for what his response to that. I heard it on Bart and Hahn.
The response to what question?
Not being named to the Olympic team.
Let's hear. Yeah, that was weird, right? Let's hear from Brunson.
What was your reaction to not being on that Olympic list?
I was just focused on playoffs. I didn't even look at the list.
I mean,
great answer.
Listen, the truth is, first of all, it's hard to say, right? There's a world in which you want it to be thought of for it, but the fact is you really are so focused on this and you put so much on your back that you really don't care. You're not thinking about working in the summer. You're just like, I just want to win right now. But when I saw the list, I did go, really? It's interesting. Borderline odd.
But Halliburton, Embiid, LeBron, Durant. It's a very old roster.
Yeah, it is. That's what I thought, too. I was a little surprised.
Those are the ones I can remember off the top of my head.
You want to hear from Dante DiVincenzo?
Sure.
DiVincenzo,
law, bite back. No, that's not him. That was D'Agostino. Let's move on to Caitlin Clark, guys. I don't know if you know, she ended up going number one in the WNBA draft.
I was listening to Larry and Gordon driving home from the Rangers.
Lago.
You couldn't get odds on that. Because like Gordon looked it up and said, what are the odds of her being the pick?
Oh, you couldn't even get like +2,500.
No.
Done.
They just didn't even put it up.
So she goes to the Indiana Fever, and here's Caitlin Clark on ESPN on being the top pick.
I got a little anxious there before the pick, but I think more than anything, just grateful and lucky to have my family here, my friends over there, coaches up here. So I think just enjoying the moment. Like you said, like I've dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade, and it's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs, but more than anything, just trying to soak it in.
Guys, I don't hate Angel Reese going to Chicago and Caitlin Clark going to Indiana in terms of a little like proximity rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Caitlin Clark on SNL?
You know, I completely missed it. I know she popped up. What'd they do? Like they had like Colin Jost or Michael Che making fun of women's athletics.
Michael Che, and then you know he said Iowa's retired Caitlin Clark's number and they've given her an apron. And then she came out. It was very good.
Well, why wasn't South Carolina on SNL? Why is it always about Caitlin Clark? That's the thing that was actually said. By the way, like if you're South Carolina, all due respect, I get it. You remove Caitlin Clark, the amount of fanfare and appreciation there would have been for your championship. It's going down by 80%.
You're right.
You just got to roll with it. I get it. It's a shame to win the championship and have more people talking about someone you beat. But at the same time, if you hadn't beat her, no one would be talking about it at all. That could be point guard tomorrow. Maybe hold on to that.
Tomorrow.
Let's ask Daniel Jones. Daniel, how's your neck doing?
My neck's 100% healthy. That was a stinger type injury that's pretty common in football. And it's calmed down and I feel good.
I'll tell you what, you look at video of that, wow.
Yeah, a little very Adam Gase-esque.
Why?
Adam Gase vibes.
Yeah, a lot of memes came out of that. Why? He looked kind of strange, huh?
His eyes were just darting.
Yeah, and like bugged out, just like Adam Gase. It was weird. I've never seen him like that before.
This is interesting, Michael. Rory McIlroy has dismissed a report that he got a $850 million offer from LIV Golf. Told the Golf Channel from Hilton Head that neither he nor his agents have discussed any potential deal to lure him. I'd like to say something right now, though. While I appreciate the loyalty to the PGA, if you're really getting offered $850 million at this point, I'm sorry. The taking the Saudi money at this point, guys, it's aging very well to take it because every league is doing stuff there.
They're gonna merge with the PGA, so the guys that went there they got their money. The guys that stay with the PGA, I hope that they're made whole. I mean, if he got offered $850, Tiger had to be offered over $1 billion.
Well, that was the speculation, was that Tiger got offered $1 billion. And if all these guys on principle don't do it, either out of loyalty to the PGA or because they don't want to do business with the Saudis, both are going to end up long-term playing badly because it's going to end up merging and you're going to end up working with the Saudis anyway. And the only difference will be is you didn't get a huge check for $500 million. I mean, I hate to say it because I really appreciate, honestly, I really do appreciate Rory and Tiger on this. I do. But it's not going to play out well for them.
Yeah, but if they merge, I guess there's nothing to do about it. I don't know how much Tiger's going to play moving forward anyway, long term. And you didn't take their money directly, I guess.
Guys,
there's
this
something
is,
about it.
Guys, this is a cool piece.
Sure.
So Mike Tyson, Jake Paul is happening July 20th in Dallas, as you know. Added to the card is Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano 2. If you guys recall, their first fight at MSG was the best boxing match I have ever witnessed in person. This is the rematch now on the card of Tyson Paul. So a fun little get there to add to that card, which is obviously already going to be appealing. The bout, of course, will take place live on Netflix. And the deal is with the Tyson Paul fight, it's going to be 10 two-minute rounds, but you will have an official fight between Taylor and Serrano. That will do it for ENN on this, a beautiful Tuesday evening in the tri-state. ENN tonight, of course, brought to you by our dear friends at Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month. And also brought to you by Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg. Available wherever podcasts are found.
The majesty.
Want to give props to Wayne Randazzo and Brendan Burke, who did John Sterling calls in their game yesterday. And Brendan Burke's was fun because John, way back when, his signature call was goal, Islander goal, Islander goal.
We don't have it?
Brendan used that, so that was kind of neat, both of them. And Wayne, with a Trout home run, did it as high, it as far, it is gone. So,
That's nice. That is very nice, man. Yeah.
He was definitely recognized all around Major League Baseball yesterday.
And I'm sure there'll be more as the weekend goes on.
Absolutely. So let's settle in. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, you know the deal. The show starts all over again. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.